Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Welcome to a Kingdom Call. I am Elder Jordan, and we are excited that you have joined in with us tonight to be a part of this Kingdom Call. We say it is a Kingdom Call because it is truly Kingdom time, and we are grateful and thankful for you, our listeners, who have taken this time to connect and join in with us. Tonight it is Wednesday, and we have been talking about the three great I Ams of the Apostle Paul, and we want continue on as we look into the book of Romans. So we ask that you will take a moment and let someone know that we are on the air. We also want to remind you that if you have logged on, to please go into a quiet place or mute your phones, because we do have you on as a live audience. Hallelujah. We are excited about the opportunity. We have people that want to help us bring this word and bring this teaching forth. Amen. So just want to remind you that you might be mindful of the noise that would be going on in the background. We also will have time tonight, as our ministry is a ministry that believes in the power of prayer. And we understand that some of our family members, our friends, are going through in this hour, and we want to come in agreement. We want to lift you up in prayer. We want to believe God for what you are believing God for. And so we will offer that time at halfway through the program, where you'll be able to come forth and give your prayer request, and we will join our faith with yours and go through the throne of grace and believe God for your concern. Amen. Tonight is Wednesday night, and we will be with you for a good 35, 45, 50 minutes. So I do ask that you would go ahead and text that friend, that sister, brother, that neighbor, and let them know that a Kingdom Call is on. Text them the number that they can dial into, or either send them the link where they're able to pull us up on the internet. We believe that God will speak to them tonight, and they will receive an encouraging word, amen, that they will receive the strength and the power of God's word that will cause them to finish this race in a mighty and a strong way. So go ahead and take a few moments and call that friend and let them know to plug into a Kingdom Call. We are excited that it is Kingdom time. Amen? Hallelujah. Amen. We do have a live audience, and as I welcome our listeners to plug in so that they can be a part of what we are doing. Hallelujah. And so as we have you on, I would like for you to just give a shout and say hallelujah so they can hear you, and I can hear you too.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. You're coming through loud and clear. Yeah, glory to God. Is anybody excited about midweek stopping at the filling station? Hallelujah. And getting a feeling. Hallelujah, to hear what the Lord is going to say to us tonight. We are so grateful for our listeners. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. We certainly could not do this without you. So God bless you. And please, we ask you to share what God is doing with us. If this ministry, if this broadcast is blessing you, is encouraging you, to share it with someone else and let them get what you are getting. Amen. When we share the good news, we don't want to keep it to ourselves. Amen. We want to empower everyone that we can empower with the word of God, with the love of God, with the peace of God. Amen. So invite someone to be a part of the kingdom call. And we also want to invite you to sow. Amen. To sow into what God is doing with us. Help us to do this. If we are a blessing, if we have encouraged you, we ask that you would, you know, let us know by supporting us financially. We often think that a little, I don't have enough, but it doesn't take a lot. Amen. You give what you can give and watch God multiply what he puts into our hands to do what we need to do. And you can go to our website and you can go to the website under the donate and click on that donate and just sow whatever God puts on your heart and know that it is helping us to go into the highways and the byways and be about the Father's business. And we'll have our announcer to come and share more information on how you can do that and the ways that you can do it. And we also will have her to share the announcement. So please listen to the announcement. We invite you to partner with us, to be there when we go out and support what God is doing with us, not just with your prayers, but even in your attendance, in being there, and also with your financial support. And so we will have her to come forth and give you our calendar, and we hope that you can meet us somewhere in what God is doing with us and for us for the body of Christ. Are you there, Sister Monica?
Amen. Good evening, and welcome to the prayer call to our Blog Talk Radio broadcast tonight. Each Monday we have our Kingdom Call, which is the Intercessory Prayer Network prayer line at 9:30. And you can join in with us at 218-936-6142, 218-936-6142. Your access code will be 772-937, 772-937. We ask that you will pray with the ministry. Each third Sunday evening, we go to the Loose Derrick Jail to minister to the women. And at 6:30, and that's every third Sunday evening. We're asking for donations of new or used Bibles for so that we can sow into the lives of the women there. Also, coming up at the fourth Friday of every month, we have our Laughter Love to Life, and it's held from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at our headquarters at 3213 I-30 in Mesquite, Texas, 75150. Coming up August the 13th through the 15th will be Sisters of Solidarity, Free, Focused, and Moving Forward. This will be a women's conference.
Amen.
And Elder Jordan will be one of the speakers on the 14th. This is at Miracle Temple in Lancaster, Texas. The address is 754 West Pleasant Run Road, 754 West Pleasant Run Road in Lancaster, Texas, 75146. For more information, you may call 972-218-1940. 972-218-1940. You can also register at www.sistersofsolidarity.org. That's www.sistersofsolidarity.org. Also coming up September 10th through the 13th in Baltimore, Maryland, we'll be taking him to the streets. This is our Any Sinner City Crusade. And we're asking for your prayers in each one of our events. If you would like to send us prayer requests, you may do so at lwjministries@gmail.com. That's lwjministries@gmail.com. We also encourage you to follow us on social media, and that's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And we ask that you would hashtag Kingdom Call or Kingdom Time when you're posting to encourage us. Also, Elder Jordan spoke about donations. You may send those to P.O. Box 852-501. That's P.O. Box 852-501 in Mesquite, Texas, 75185. Or you can go to lindajordanministries.com. These are our announcements for this evening.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Monica, for sharing those announcements. And I again ask you all to jot them down, remember them. I think you're sharing. Someone is talking. If you would go ahead and mute your phone, we hear your conversation because this is live radio. Amen. So if you could, if you're talking, if you would go ahead and mute, so your conversation would not bleed over into what we're doing tonight. Thank you so much. As Sister Monica was sharing with the announcements, just want to remind you that we cannot do this without you. We are going to the inner city of Baltimore, and we want to extend the invitation to any and all of those who like doing missions work, that like going out. We will be going out into the streets. We will be teaching before we go out. Then we'll come back and rest. Then we'll hit the streets and have a worship experience on the streets. And we are excited about the opportunity to go. He told us to go into all the world. Amen. And so we are going. And if you can't go, be a part of what we're doing by helping us go. Sponsor, sowing a seed where we will be touching the lives of those that we will come in contact with in the intercity of Baltimore. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So keep us in your prayers. And we solicit your prayers, your financial support, and even you being there with us. We have some other things coming up as the year comes to an end. Our Thanksgiving outreach that we do on the streets in the Metroplex area, Dallas Metroplex, and then we have our Christmas with the seniors in South Dallas, Texas. And so there are opportunities for you to be a blessing by just connecting with what we are doing. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Is anybody else with me? Hallelujah. Let us
go into
our word in our study. We are coming out of the book of Romans. Hallelujah. We've been talking the last couple of weeks about the I am of the awesome Apostle Paul. Amen. We know that Apostle Paul was a great leader. He was a great apostle, a man that was sent by God on a mission. And he was confident. He was bold. You know, he knew who he was and what he was called to do. After he went through his experience with God, he was sold out to the kingdom of God, and he is a great example for us today. And so we want to look at what the Apostle Paul has said about the I ams in his life, and why he held fast to those I am, and why we today as believers need to hold fast to it, know who we are, and why we proclaim it, and why we walk in it. Because the times that we're in now, saints, we have to hold on to something. We have to believe in something. And the Bible tells us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will never never fail. It will never pass away. And so that's why we want to grab a hold with everything that is within us. We want to grab a hold because we look at the news and it can make us waver. We hear the reports and it can, oh God, cause our knees to buckle. We can feel something attacking us and it can cause us to wonder. But when we know the I am, who I am, and why I am, and why I'll stand, mm-hmm. and why I won't turn back, then that will keep us from slipping. Mm-hmm. It will keep us from turning back. It will keep us from tucking our tail and running from what the situation is that we must face head on. We have been dealing with some things in our country that we have to know that we have to stand flat-footed, amen, that we cannot compromise. And when we know who we are, then we're able to do that confidently, amen. We're able to do that boldly. We're able to do that because we, on the inside, is standing tall because the word of God is what causes us to stand straight, to stand erect, to stand boldly. And so we emulate that from Apostle Paul and how awesome he walked out his walk with the Lord after he had surrendered unto God from the road of Damascus. So let's look at the book of Romans, and we will pick up at the first chapter, and starting at the 14th verse. We'll just quickly do a review. We will go into our scripture that we're going to talk about tonight, and then we will come together in prayer. Amen. You have the number to text. You can text your prayer request, email it, or you can also have the opportunity to share it when we open the lines. Hallelujah. So we start at Romans, hallelujah, and it starts with the 14th verse. It says, I am a debtor both to Greeks and to the barbarians, both to wise and unwise. As much, verse 15, as is in me, I am ready. I'm ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also. 16 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first. Amen, and also to the Greek. Hallelujah. And we talked about before our first verse, which starts at the 14th verse, and says, I am a debtor. Amen. This is Apostle Paul making a declaration. This is Apostle Paul making an affirmation. This is Apostle Paul who is stating what he is. Amen. Mm. He is a debtor to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what we are, saints. When God saved us, amen, we are indebted to him. When God snatched us out of the pit of hell, when he picked us up out of the muck and the miry clay, we need to be a debtor to the one who saved us, to the one who gave us life, to the one who snatched us and caused us to have another opportunity to live, not to just live, but live and have a life more abundantly. Amen. A life of wholeness, a life of prosperity, a life of wellness. Amen. I am indebted. I am a debtor to the gospel, to the one who saved me. I am indebted to the one that I need to share the good news of the gospel. And then when we even take that a little bit further, not to be lingering long, but when we look at that, being a debtor, we talked about real quickly about what that is. What does that mean? And we can associate that with our finances, amen, with a loan, amen, being in debt to we often say Uncle Sam, amen, signing our name at the bottom of that contract, and we make sure that we take care of that obligation, and rightfully so. Amen. We're supposed to, when we sign our name on a contract, when we say, if you lend me X numbers of dollars, then I will repay it. You are a debtor to that person. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Right.
And the same is so, glory to God, to the one who sent a Savior for you to have eternal life. Amen. God sent the Savior that we would have eternal life, that we could live on earth and then die and have eternal life with him. That's a great cost. That's a great price that God did for us. That makes us a debtor to him because he sent his son for me. Are you with me tonight? Amen. That makes us a debtor to him, and we shouldn't have a problem as much as we, or as just as we take care of our bills on time we're supposed to, so are we to be obligated. It is a debtor. You are obligated. It is a obligation, a debtor. I am obligated to do this. Amen. And that's why I love Apostle Paul. He said he's obligated to share the gospel. He's obligated to spread the good news. God has done so much for him. He has no other choice. Amen. But to share what God has done for him with the Jews, with the Greeks, with the barbarian, with the wise, with the unwise. It doesn't matter who you are. If you come in my spheres of influence, if you come up around me, I've got to, I'm obligated to share the good news of the gospel. Amen? And just as bold and confident as the Apostle Paul was, that's where we are today, because don't you know that in the world that we're living in now, as you look at the news and you listen to the news and you read the newspaper and you talk to your neighbor and you talk to your coworkers and you hear what's going on, too much is going on where somebody needs to know about a man who can save them. And we are indebted, we are obligated to not just listen to a bad report, but to give them a good answer. Amen? So we're obligated to give them the answer. The answer is Jesus. The way is Jesus. The answer is Jesus. And we are obligated to share the good news of the gospel. Amen? And so when we talk about that, we want to have it on the inside that I do not have a choice. I've got to share the gospel. I've got to tell the good news. I've got to be a witness. We have fallen from going out and being fishers of men. We don't evangelize. We don't witness. We see some of the other religion, Jehovah Witness, Muslims, amen, they have what they have. They believe in what they believe, and they're not ashamed to let you know it. They'll knock on your door. They'll come up to your car because they're obligated. They're committed to what they believe. What about the believers tonight? How committed are we about the gospel of Jesus Christ? There are people in your families that need to know that God loves them. There are people in our families that need to know there's another way. There are people in our families, on our jobs, amen, people on the streets, when we go out and evangelize, they need to know that God loves them. They need to know that there is somebody that can break that stronghold, that can snatch them out of the pit of hell, that can clean them up and take that taste out of their mouth. But if we are not obligated and know that it is our obligation to go out, they won't have the opportunity to hear it, because you are not going. He said for us to go. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so we go on. It says that I am ready. Now, this is Apostle Paul. He talks about being ready. Amen. The Bible tells us that we are to be ready in season and out of season. Ready for what? Ready to tell the story. Ready to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning when the phone rings and you told your sister, your brother, that I'm there for you.
Right.
I'm ready. You told me that I could call on you, that I can trust you, that you would be there for me. Okay, well then, are you really ready to step into those shoes? Because now, there are people that need to hear a word from the Lord. Amen. Sometimes we have to get out and go into the inner city. Sometimes we have to go to the hospital. Sometimes we have to go to the jail. Sometimes we have to go to the detention centers. Are you ready? Because Apostle Paul says that I am ready. I am ready. To share the news. I'm ready to give a word. I'm ready to let the world know. I don't care what they say about me. I don't care if they say I'm a fanatic. I don't care if they say it doesn't take that much. I know what it takes. I know what God did for me. I know what Jesus did for me. And I am a debtor to the kingdom of God, and I'm ready. I don't care that there is a storm. I have made a commitment, and I'm going. Amen? I am ready to go. Amen? We have to be ready, ready Christians, not these watered-down jelly bags. Something happens, it knocks you all off the train.
Yes.
And it takes you all year to get back in alignment, to get back focused, to get back to doing what God has called you to do. Apostle Paul says, I am ready. I'm eager. Amen. I am eager. Hallelujah. That means nothing to hold me back. I'm excited to share this thing with great anticipation. Hallelujah. I am ready to go. I am prepared. Amen. I'm ready. Being prepared in season and out of season. The Bible said that a word have I hid in my heart. When I hide the word in my heart, what's on the inside of me is going to come up on the outside. Amen. We have to be ready in this hour thing. We have to be eager. Amen. Eager to tell somebody about the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Apostle Paul, he was ready. He went into Rome. Hallelujah. He talked to those that thought they were better than him, and he talked to those that weren't as good as he was. But he was not intimidated. He was ready to tell the good news. He was ready to share his testimony. He was ready to lend a helping hand. He was ready to pray. Amen. He was ready, saints. And that is where we are. How many of us are ready to go further, past, and beyond? You know, there's the phrase that you see at work when they talk about team members. Go beyond the call of duty. Go beyond what's required of them. Amen. You have to be ready to go beyond, to go further, to lift him up. Amen. It doesn't matter where I am. I'm ready to lift up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lift up the name of Jesus. I'm eager. I'm excited. Hallelujah. I'm ready to share this gospel. It goes on, verse 16, which is where we want to kind of just hang our hat tonight, where it says, "But I am not ashamed of the gospel." Hallelujah.
Glory.
"For it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." Hallelujah. And when you talk about ashamed, when you are ashamed of something, you hide it. When you are ashamed of something, you don't tell it. When you are ashamed of something, you just kind of keep it tucked away, and you incognito. Nobody needs to know when you are ashamed of something.
Yeah.
But see, and a lot of us, glory to God, act like we are ashamed.
Hmm.
Ain't nobody talking about God on the job. You're gossiping about somebody else. There's nobody on the telephone talking about and lifting up the name of Jesus. We're talking about something that is not our business. Why why do we have a problem talking about the one who is able to keep us from falling? My God. Why do you have a problem talking about the one who raised the dead? Why do you have a problem talking about the one who turned water into wine? The miracle. Why would you have a problem talking about the man who can do anything and everything but faith? But Apostle Paul said he's not one of those. He says, "Well, I am not ashamed. I am not ashamed of the gospel." And we don't need to be ashamed. We look at the word power. Why would we be ashamed of power? Power is the very thing that God gives us to be able to burst into our breakthrough. Now, with the Romans, see, he said to Roman, because the Rome tried to act like they were all that. So nobody wanted to really deal with Rome, you know, the emperor, the king, Rome. But when Apostle Paul said to Rome first, hallelujah, because I'm not scared of you. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I'll go to Rome. Amen. Because he knew what the power of salvation would do. You see, Rome had power, but Rome's power was not greater than the power of the God that he served. He, you know, Rome was called like the cesspool of sin. So why would he want to back down? Rome needed what he had to share. Rome was a sin-sick city. And if I got power from what I'm bringing you to help you get free, why would I not want to? Because I love you. That's why we need to go into the crack houses with the power of salvation.
Yes.
We go into those hard places because that's what's going to bring deliverance, salvation, deliverance. Salvation, breakthrough. I am not ashamed because it is the power. Hallelujah. It is the power of God. Amen. The gospel is the power of God. Why would we be ashamed to go into the drug-infested places and share the gospel? It's going to set somebody free. Why would we be ashamed to go into the hospital and pray for the sick? It will set them free. We cannot be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
It's just the opposite. We want to shout it from the rooftop. Amen. Jesus healed. Jesus saves. Jesus sets free. We don't want to, we're not ashamed. We'll shout it from the rooftop. We'll go up and down the streets. We'll declare it everywhere that we go, that we serve a risen Savior. And he has given us power, and he walks in power. It is the power of God until salvation. When we focus on that power, hallelujah, it is something about the word power. Power, when you have power, and see, that's the problem with us. We may take it and use it in the wrong way. But when God gives us power and we're walking in his love, amen, we're going to release it in a meek spirit, in a spirit of humbleness, but yet be able to set you free, because it's not my power. It's the power of God through salvation.
Amen.
And see, when we walk in that, amen, then we can release something, and then we'll have breakthrough. Amen. We want to set people free. It is the power of God through salvation to everyone who believes. Amen. It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter where you came from. It doesn't matter your background. Amen. If you believe, you can receive, and you can have the power of God, hallelujah, of salvation. Amen. And the message for us is that the power of God, it convicts. The power of God will convert sinners. But if we do not speak the power, if we don't speak the word, if we don't share the word, nobody's going to get convicted, huh? If we don't share the good news of the gospel, no one will be convicted. If we don't share it, then sinners will not have the opportunity to be converted. That's why we can't be ashamed, saints. That's why we have to boldly profess, boldly share the good news, boldly go into the highways and into the byways. Amen. Yes. I am not ashamed of the gospel. Hallelujah. Not ashamed.
Amen.
I'm not ashamed. I'm not ashamed. We had talked about last time about how when you're in the mall and when you're at a concert or at a event, and you have these vendors that are trying to sell their products, they are not ashamed to flag you down and try to get you to come to their table. They confidently calling out. They're confidently stepping out. They're confidently, boldly getting your attention and pulling you to their table. How many of us are boldly, confidently touching and reaching people when we're in the grocery store, when we're at the mall, when we're just in our neighborhood and we have the opportunity and we cross in different people's paths, but yet we let them walk by because we must be ashamed. We must be ashamed if we do not stand and share the gospel. There is a man that has been sent, hallelujah, and he's come. It was the Apostle Paul. He was sent to share the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he boldly did it, and he confidently did it, and he did it until he could not tell it anymore. And so I just decree tonight in this room that we take on the spirit of the Apostle Paul, that we boldly and we confidently, amen, and we eagerly begin to share the good news of the gospel. The good news is that Jesus loves you. The good news is that God sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have never lasting life. Share the good news. What is the good news? The good news is that one day I heard the voice, amen, and I beckoned, and he heard my cry. Hallelujah. He pitied every groan. Songwriter said, long as I live and trouble rise, I'll hasten to his throne. We cannot back up in this hour. There's too many saints. There's too many people that are in a place, and they need someone to lift them up and minister a word to them that will cause them to say, yes, Lord, for you I'll live, for you I'll die, for you I'll stand, and for you I'll tell the story. Amen. God's been too good to us, saints. God's done too many things for us. He's been better to us than we have been to ourselves. And we cannot be ashamed of the gospel. And when we don't tell it, you're saying that you are ashamed. When you don't share the good news, you're saying that you are ashamed. When you don't step out in faith and be a blessing, you are saying that you are ashamed. We do not want to be one that will be found to be ashamed. Everybody else and whatever else they're doing are boldly, confidently, eagerly and excited to do it. Guess what? So will the body of Christ. Amen. The rocks won't cry out, and not any other organization cry out for us. We need to decree, declare, and sound the alarm that we are not ashamed, that the God that saved us is waiting to allow you to be a part of our family. Amen? Family of Jesus Christ. God loves you. God loves you. He so loves you. Right where you are, whatever condition, whatever situation, wherever you are, he loves you. And he has sent us to tell the world that he loves you. And whatever state you're in, whatever situation you're in, God is able to bring you out, to pick you up, and to turn you around, to heal your body, and to act on that situation. God is able, and he's willing. He's waiting for you. Tonight, we want to declare that we are not ashamed. And we don't want to just declare it. We want to put that into action. Amen? As we go out into our day tomorrow, put it into action and let someone know, I am not ashamed of the gospel. And because I'm not ashamed of what God did for me, are you saved? Do you know the God that sent his son to save me? Can I share the good news? Can I pray with you? Can I encourage you? Because I'm not ashamed of what God did for me. Is that all right?
Yeah.
We have to stand up, saints, and be bold witnesses for the Lord. Yeah. Everybody else is bold in what they're doing. It's not a time for us to cram up. This is not the time for us to back down. This is the time for the saints and the body of Christ to come to the forefront and let their light shine and boldly declare that I am a debtor, boldly declare that I am ready, boldly declare that I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Receive that on tonight. Amen. Salvation.
Amen.
I am not ashamed of the deliverance that God brought me through. I'm not ashamed. Hallelujah. God bless you on tonight. I pray that you receive that. I pray that not only do you receive it, but that you walk it out as a debtor, that you're obligated to share, that you're obligated to love, that you're obligated to forgive. We're holding on to some things that we need to forgive, let go.
Yeah.
You're obligated to do that as a believer. You're obligated to let go as a saint. You're obligated to forgive that person that put you down, that person that did you wrong. You're obligated to forgive because you are a saint, you're a believer, and God would have it to be just that way. And he wouldn't demand of us what we can't do, forgive. You're obligated to forgive. Let go. You're obligated to love your neighbor, those that persecute you. You're obligated to do that. Amen? You're obligated. Amen. God bless you on tonight. Hallelujah. We want to go ahead. I have some prayer requests. We want to go ahead and open up the lines and hallelujah, take your prayer requests. And we ask the saints to just come in agreement as we go into prayer, prayer intercession. In Jesus' name, I always like to have one of the intercessors to pray, as this is a prayer ministry. And Sister Monica will go with the call out the prayer request and have her to come forth and pray. We will come in agreement with her in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We'll go ahead and take your prayer request in Jesus' name.
Hello, Ms.
Is there one? Yes.
Yes, hello.
Yes, I hear you.
Can you hear me?
Uh-huh.
Hello. Oh, because my phone went in and out.
You.
I said this time I was trying to get a prayer request for Myron.
Myron?
Myron Singleton. Mm-hmm. Emily.
Singleton? Okay, God bless you.
Yeah, Singletary. I'm sorry, it's Singletary.
Singletary, okay. Amen. Was there a prayer request or just to lift the name up in prayer?
Yeah, no, I said I was asking for you to pray for him and his family. He on the phone. He on the line, too.
Oh, okay. Pray for him, Myra. Mm-hmm. Okay, we will. Amen. God bless you. Anyone else? Thank you for joining us tonight. Shawla Lacey?
Hello? Shawla
Lacey? Yes.
Shawla Lacey?
Paula?
Shawla? And Sherilyn
Shawla?
Milton. Shawla Lacey? And Sharon Milton.
Charla and Sharon Milton.
Yes.
Milton. Amen. Hallelujah.
And Tyra Patterson.
God bless you. Pardon?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Is there another?
And Tyra Patterson.
Shelly Wallace.
Tyra Patterson.
Yes.
Amen. Is there another?
Sharon Wallace.
Sharon Wallace. Amen. God bless you.
Latrice Wallace and Patrice Wallace and their family.
Latrice Wallace.
And Patrice Wallace.
And Patrice. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Frank Cook and his family.
Minister Denise.
Myron Singleton Jr.
Okay, Myron Singleton Jr. God bless you.
And Mason.
Amen.
Mason Singleton.
Okay, Mason Singleton. Hallelujah.
Frank Cook and family.
Yes. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The lines are open. Okay, some of the lines were not open. Okay, the lines are open. Hallelujah.
Hello?
Yes, the lines are
Hello?
Open. Yes.
Okay.
You're
Sister
on.
Jordan, this is Ginger, your coworker.
God bless you, Ginger.
I wondered if I could add my son, Dustin, who has battled with a heroin addiction.
Amen.
And also
Amen.
His girlfriend, Sabrina. Sabrina just found out she had cancer.
And Dustin is drugs.
That's my son. Yes, heroin.
Yes, yes. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Heroin. Amen. God is able. Glory to God. Yes.
Sister John?
Yes, I'm here, sweetie.
Hello?
Yes,
I would like to you to say a prayer for Ray Washam. My father, he has dementia, first stage of dementia, and he forgets a lot, don't know a lot of things or who he is or where he is or who I am.
Okay.
Ray Washam.
His name is Ray?
Washam.
W-A-S-H-O-M. Dementia. Okay, watch him. Amen. Was there anyone else? The lines are all open, so just be mindful of the background noise. Hallelujah. And if you have some noise going on, I think you'll be able to mute. Amen. Did we get all of the prayer? I'm sorry?
Makai Kirby. And Karam Patterson Jr.
I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
I said Makai. I said Makai
I'm
Kirby
sorry.
And Makai Kirby and Karam Patterson Jr.
Kirby, okay. Patterson
Jr.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Anyone else?
Good evening. This is Prophetess Latasha Gibson, great woman of God. Just lift me up in prayer. I have a lot of things
God bless
for the Lord.
You.
Bless God for you, my sister.
God bless you, sister. Amen. Good to hear you tonight.
You too.
God bless you, Gibson. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Yeah, very good. You okay?
Hallelujah. Amen. So I think we have somebody in the background. If you can mute your line, please. Hallelujah. We want to pray for our young people and bring in my daughter before the Lord on tonight, our young people, hallelujah. And we do want to lift up the pastors and pray for Bishop, my dad, in the name of Jesus. And we just speak life tonight over every situation that the enemy is trying to kill, steal, and destroy in relationships, with our health, and with our minds, because the enemy does not play fair, but the Bible tells us that greater is he that is within us than the enemy who tries to come against us, and that we are more than conquerors, amen, through Christ,
mm-hmm.
we are more than conquerors, that we are overcomers, hallelujah, and that by his stripes we are healed, amen. By the stripes that Jesus bore on the cross, we choose to walk in total healing in the name of Jesus. And we call these names out as we go into prayer tonight. And we believe, as we come into agreement with God's word, that your breakthrough is already here. Hallelujah. Your answer is already here. Hallelujah. You just have to tap into it. You just have to walk in it. You just have to receive what God has already done. It's already done. It's already done. We just have to receive it. We have to believe. And so even tonight, I release a measure of faith in this room, on this broadcast tonight, that you bring your level of faith up higher than where it is now. Reach it. Reach up. Reach up. Reach up by faith to touch God, to touch God, to touch God. In the name of Jesus. The Bible says when two or three gather in his name. The Bible talks about the power of agreement. When we come in agreement with the word, God moves. Hallelujah. And we have heard these names that have been released tonight. And their situation, there's something going on. We don't have to know. God knows. He doesn't miss anything. Amen. He knows what's going on with you. And so when you released your name in the atmosphere, he caught it. Amen. When you released your name in the atmosphere, you got his attention. When you released your name, he said, I've got to see about my child. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So we've come in agreement, and we believe, God, that as we when we end this, that you have stepped into a new dimension, that you have stepped out of your present into greater, into better, into more. Amen. If you're dealing with sickness, you're coming out. You step out of it, and you step into the blood of Jesus. Amen. You step out of poverty in the name of Jesus. You step out of strife, envy, and jealous. Into love, peace, and forgiveness. And whatever the enemy is doing, it won't work. It won't work. It won't work. It won't work. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Greater is he.
Amen.
So whatever he's doing, whatever he's saying, however he's coming, it won't work. Our children are covered in the blood of Jesus. We come against any form of addiction. We come against any type of pornography and promiscuous sex, amen, and homosexuality. And we come against any form of sickness and disease, hallelujah.
Yes,
we come against it. And he's given us the power to tread on the serpent, the scorpion, have all power over the enemy and anything that the enemy brings, hallelujah.
Yes,
so we don't listen to the report of the enemy. We receive the report of the Lord. Greater and better and more is what God has for his people. And if anyone under the sound of my voice has slipped out of the safety of Jesus Christ, I need you to repent. And if anyone under the sound of my voice have not accepted the Lord as their Savior, this is your opportunity. Amen.
Yes.
We think that when we, you know, in church as a child, that our parents, or we accept Christ, and now that we have lived and come into an understanding of who God is and the life that we have lived, we might need to go back and invite Christ in to be the Lord of our lives. Amen. And so we want to extend that opportunity to you to accept Christ as your Savior and as your Lord. Is there anybody that needs to accept him as your Savior, because we're not ashamed up in here. We are not ashamed.
Amen.
We are not ashamed to say that I need him. We are not ashamed to say, yep, I stepped out, I backslid. I went my way and I turned away from Christ. But I'm coming back. I choose to come back to the Lord. Anyone.
Sharon Wallace.
Anyone. Amen. I hear you, Sharon. Amen. God bless you for that boldness of not being ashamed to say, I rededicate. Hallelujah. Give myself away to you, God, for to use me. You heard her say she rededicate. So we bring her back to you, God. Ask for forgiveness, sister. Ask him to forgive you.
Forgive
me for my sins.
All my sins.
Cleanse me from unrighteousness. And renew your spirit within me. I receive you as my Savior. Thank
you
for taking me back. Because
I
love you, Lord.
Yes, I love you, Lord.
Amen. 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 He doesn't make it hard. He doesn't make it difficult. He said a child will know to come to Jesus because he makes it just that easy. Hallelujah. God bless you, sister. God bless you for not being ashamed. Amen. Because guess what? We have no heaven or hell to put you in. But you just come to the one who's able to present you faultless before the Father. Hallelujah.
Yes, God.
And he's waiting, and he's excited, and he's glad to do it. He just needs to hear, Lord, I need you.
I need you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Myron Singleton, Sharla Lacey, Sharon Milton, Tyra Patterson, Sharon Wallace, Patrice Wallace, Minister Denise Pittman, Mason Singleton, Frank Cook and family, Ginger, Dustin. Amen. We break that spirit of addiction, Heron, addiction.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, and any of our youth, any of our adults, anybody that is bound by that drug addiction, that demon of heroin, that demon of cocaine, that demon of marijuana, we break the whole of it off of you now in the name of Jesus. As they surrender, as they surrender, as he surrender, Dustin, surrender. Break that stronghold, Father. Break it.
Yes, God.
Jesus' name. Sabrina with cancer.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Ray Watson with dementia. Pastor Williams, hallelujah. Curtis Patterson Jr., Prophet Tasha Gibson, Precious Jordan, hallelujah, all of our youth, all of our marriage, we pray for marriages and single, pray for the body of Christ, pray for our government. We just thank you that we can do all things through Christ who strengthened us. We just thank you, Lord. We thank you that we have the spirit of love, the spirit of peace, the spirit of joy.
Yes.
We thank you. We thank you. We thank you.
Thank you.
We bring these persons before you, Father. You know where they are. You know what they're going through. Your arms are not too short. Your eyes are not too dim, God. Your ears are not too dull that you cannot hear, that you don't see them, that you can't pick them up, God. Wrap your arms around them and give them what they need, Father. You're able to do exceedingly and abundantly of the word that we can ask things to do according to our faith. God, we thank you for great faith tonight, to believe you for those that were not ashamed to call their name out before you tonight. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We believe you tonight, God, for those that know that they need you. They can't make it without you, God.
Yeah.
We thank you that you're stepping into this situation, that you're turning that thing around, God. And we stand in agreement with them, Father, as they walk this thing out by faith, God. We thank you tonight. You are not a man that you should lie, neither the Son of Man that you need to repent. If you said it, God, by your stripes we're healed. If you said it, God, we're more than conquerors. If you said it, God, you own a cattle on a thousand here. All the silver and gold belongs to you. You said it, God. You cannot lie.
Yes.
We thank you. We thank you.
Yes,
we thank you.
Thank you, God.
Monica, hallelujah.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Father, we just come
thank
before you,
Lord.
God, giving you all praise, glory, and honor for who you are, oh God. We thank you, Lord.
Thank
for
you, Lord.
The air
thank
that
you,
we
Father.
Breathe, Lord God. We thank you for the sunshine. And Father, we thank you for shelter, Lord God. We thank you for transportation. And we thank you, Lord God, for being our provider and allowing us to have a means to feed our families, Lord God. We thank you, oh God, for just being who you are, God. We thank you for the activities of our limbs, Father. We thank you for clarity in our mind, Father God. We thank you, oh God, for just looking upon us, oh God, in heaven's favor, Father. We know, oh God, that we haven't done everything that you have called us to do. Father, we have missed the mark, and we come now, God, asking that you forgive us, oh God. Father, we ask, oh God, that you would just forgive us of those things that we've done knowingly and unknowingly, Lord God. Those things that you told us not to do, we did them anyway. Those things, Lord God, that you told us not to do, or what have you, Father God, we ask, Father, to just forgive us, oh God. We thank you for another opportunity that we can get right, Father God. Father, we just come, Lord God, repenting of our sins, oh God. Father God, we thank you for cleaning us up, Lord God, and restoring us, God. Father, and we know that there's no condemnation in you, Father God. So you said in your word, Father God, that whom the Son has set free is free indeed. So, Father, we thank you, oh God,
God,
for those, oh God, who have turned their face to you, Lord God, asked you for forgiveness. Oh God, you've cleaned us up, oh God, and you said that you'll never throw our sins in our face again, Father. We thank you, oh God. And Father, we
thank
come lifting up those, Lord God, who are sick in body and mind, Father. Lord God, we ask right
God.
Now for healing, Father. Not only healing of the body, but wholeness, oh God. And Father, we know, oh God, that when you make us whole, Father, that means our mind, body, and our soul, God, our whole being, Father God. We thank you, oh God, that you can heal us, oh God, with just one word, Father. We thank you that you can heal us,
Lord.
Father God, with one touch, oh God. Father, we thank you that we can be healed because of our faith, oh God. Father, we ask, oh God, that you move, Lord. We speak life now
move,
in the
Father.
Name of Jesus. Father,
oh,
we
yes,
bind,
Lord.
Father, the spirit of schizophrenia and bipolarism, oh God.
Yeah,
Father, we bind, Father God, all mental disease right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God,
God we ask, oh God, that you move now, God. Give us clarity in our minds, Father God. Allow us to have the mind of Christ Jesus, oh God. Father, allow your thoughts to be our thoughts, and allow your ways to be our ways, oh God. Father God,
thank
that
you,
we
Lord.
Will please you,
Lord.
In
thank
all
you,
that we do and say, oh God. Father, we lift those who are battling in addictions tonight, God. Father God, heroin
tonight,
and all of the others, oh God. Father, we speak to those addictions, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. Satan, we declare right now that you have to loose the hold those that you have gained captive of, Father. We declare and decree, oh God, that they are loosed now by the blood of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, that you did not just come, Lord God, and shed your blood and we're still bound. But Father, we come, Lord God, and not just to hell and took the sting out of death, Father God, and therefore we are free, God. Father, we just thank you right now, Father God, that
thank
you just allow
God.
Father, not to have to go through a 12-step program, but Father God, because of the power of the Holy Spirit, God, Father, they are set free right now in the name of
right
Jesus.
Now.
God, we thank you, oh God,
free,
that
free,
you're healing
free,
cancer, oh God, each
change.
And every day, Father God. You're allowing cells to, Father God, rejuvenate themselves, oh God, and you're bringing healing to bodies, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, for the body of Christ, Lord God.
those who will stand in the gap, those who will stand on the wall, Father God, for those who need you, Lord God. Father, we come lifting up our pastors and our elders and our deacons and our prophets and our teachers,
God,
and our evangelists, God. Father, stir us up, oh God, when we have to tell the good news, Lord God, that you are here and you're desiring that we come to you, oh God. Father God, give us a burning desire that we seek not to see anyone lost, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Thank
God, we lift
you,
up churches everywhere,
you,
oh God. Father, allow us to be about your mission, oh God. Father, we bind, Father God, all the bickering and the backbiting, Father God, and the things that bring dishonor to you, oh God. Allow our churches, oh God, to stand firm and be the light, Father God, that you've called us to be, oh God. Father God, where we're spreading your gospel, oh God, and people are being saved, Father God, where we can see miracles, signs, and wonders happening, oh God, in the name of Jesus.
God,
you move upon this earth, oh God, like never before. We need you, oh God. Father God, we thank you, oh God, for releasing us, Father God, from our bondages of sin and death, Father God. And we thank you for breathing upon us and giving us life eternal, oh Lord. Father, we lift up everyone on this line right now, God. Father, maybe there are some unspoken needs, oh God. We ask that you go in, Father God, and fix it, Father, because we know that when you fix it, oh God, you don't make any mistakes. So, Father, we just give it all to you. All of our concerns, oh God, we give it to you, Lord, knowing that you can do anything but fail, but there is nothing that is too hard for you, oh God. Father, we just claim the victory right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up Elder George in this ministry, God. We thank you for all of the assignments and appointments. We thank you for the mantles and the giftings, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, that we shall, Father God, do everything as unto you, oh God, and that you shall be pleased, Father. Father, we just thank you, Lord God, for moving on our behalf, hearing our prayers, oh God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, oh God.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. 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 Thank
for the increase in promotion on somebody's job. Thank you for causing the jail cell doors to swing open, dear God. Thank you for setting someone free that's been wrongly convicted, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, for going into the nursing home tonight, Lord God. Go up and down the hospitals and in and out of the ICU and the UC, the CUI room, Lord God. Intensive care, oh God. Go into the emergency room, Lord God. Hallelujah. Oh God, go up and down the highways where your people are traveling, going to and from, God. Hallelujah. God, we give you praise on tonight. Oh, we thank you. We thank you for the power of prayer tonight, Lord God. We thank you that heaven and earth may pass away, but your word will never pass away. And we thank you that we stand on your word, Lord God, for you are the way, the truth, and the light, Lord God. We thank you for every prayer request that was offered up, God. We thank you for every name that was released tonight, Lord God. And we thank you for the praise report that's going to come forth from their situation, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you tonight. We thank you for miracles tonight. Oh, God, we thank you for marriages being restored on tonight. tonight. We come against divorce, separation on tonight, Lord God. We thank you for those that are single, Lord God, being strong in you tonight, Lord God, standing with you and leaning on you and resting in you, the singles, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for our elderly. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, that you go up under the bridge and set somebody free. We thank you that you open up the doors, Lord God. Oh, God, for those that are homeless to be able to go in, my God. We thank you for shelters, Lord God. We thank you that abortion clinics, Lord God, are shutting down in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for same-sex marriages coming down in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, that the kids, oh, God, that are being sold on the streets, my Father. Oh, God, we just protect them and we snatch them back in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you tonight for the power of prayer. We pray for Jerusalem. We pray for your chosen people. We pray for the peace of Jerusalem, Lord God. And we just thank you that the Jews and the Gentiles worship you together in unity. For you are the Messiah. You are the great and mighty one. Father, we thank you. We know that we have many who are strung out on one thing or another. Ah, God, we thank you that the chains of addiction, the chains of bondage fallen now, is broken. The power of the enemy is broken off of your people, Father. We thank you that fathers and husbands are going home to their families. Hallelujah. We thank you that mothers and daughters are reuniting, God. We thank you for the family, the structure of the family, God. Hallelujah. We pray for our men tonight, our men who have lost confidence in themselves, our men who feel that they, oh, God, have not been treated fairly, our men who are struggling, Lord God. We pray for our men, that they are the priests of the homes, that they are providers, that they are leaders and role models, that they can prepare and care for their families. We cover our men in the blood of Jesus, and we thank you that our men are strong and our men are confident in you, my God. Hallelujah. We thank you for the men, our men who the enemy wants to cut them off, shut them up, and take them out. We bind the enemy. We cover our men, and we push them forth, Lord God. We thank you that they look to you, Father. They look to you, God. We thank you for jobs. We thank you, Lord God, for debt cancellation. My God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you cancel out debt, God. Ah, cancel out that debt, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, for what you are doing. We thank you for what you are yet to do. And we give you praise on tonight. And God, we don't wait till we see your manifestation. We rejoice and thank you right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We thank you because you have good record with us, oh God. We thank you. Your record is good. Your report, Lord God, we thank you. It's good. It's good. It's good. And so, God, we just thank you for all that you have done and all that you are yet to do. We thank you for hearing and answering in your time. Father, this is your servant's prayer, and we thank you for answering. God, we look for the praise report. We look to hear the marvelous, wonderful work that you have done in the lives of your people. God, we give you praise tonight. And we thank you in the name that is above every name. The name that every knee has to bow, and the name that every knee will confess. In the name of Yeshua, the name of the Lord God, the name of Jesus. We offer this prayer, and we thank you, Father.
Thank you,
as
Lord.
As we leave the broadcast, we will stay in your presence. Minister to your people tonight. Let the spirit of peace rest
upon your people tonight, Lord God. Let them rise in the morning full of your love, full of your joy, and declaring their day according to your blessing for them. For we are more than conquerors. Father, we give you praise tonight. We are ready because we are a debtor to the kingdom. And we are not ashamed to share the gospel. Thank you for teaching us tonight, Holy Spirit.
Yes.
We will be careful to walk it out. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. This is Elder Jordan. It has been a blessing to be with you tonight. I pray that you'll be back in next week. I pray that if this ministry has been a blessing to you, that you would go to our website and support us with a financial offering. LindaJordanMinistries.com and click on donate and you can sow a seed. I pray that you will keep us in your prayer. I pray that you would help us be and do what God has called us to do. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. This is Elder Jordan, and this is a kingdom call. God bless you. We'll be back on next Wednesday in Jesus' name.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Sister Gordon.
Thank you.
God bless you, sweetie. God bless you.
Thank you.
You are welcome. To God be the glory.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
God be the glory. Amen. Hallelujah.
And thank you for letting me know about the prayer line tonight. Again, this is Tyra, so I'll be talking to you soon.
All right, sweetie. God bless you. Stay connected and stay encouraged.
Yes, ma'am.
Greater is coming your way. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. I heard you.
Amen.
I heard you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. Y'all have a nice night.
You too, sweetie.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God.
Your people, Father. Your people, God. Your people. Your people, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Get the glory, God. Thank you, Lord. Glory to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You still, those that are still on, did you want to share? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Mm.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory to your name, God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank you, Father.
Father God. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Glory to you. Thank you.
Thank you, dear Father.
While I grew up in church all my life,
thank you, Lord.
I cannot remember the day it was Lord.
Thank you. Glory to God.
Glory
to God.
Thank you.
I can't remember anything before that. It's the first memory I have.
Glory to God.
And my grandfather,
hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. Good night. Amen. God bless.